Okay, Perichas Mishnah. Perichas Mishnah Chas. Two Chases. Perichas Mishnah Chas. Aleva Shit Ko Tafres. What does that mean? So let's see. Right, so the Rabbi Arisha Kishiktafres Shetzida Echad Namuch Ke'ein Midroin. A Kitafres means a diagonal or a slope. Okay, we have over here these really good pictures over here. Really Arichas in these pictures over here. Aleva Shetzida Echad Namuch. It's lower Ke'ein Madroin. A slope. Umashke toifeach, and it says over here, botzek milamalon. Umashke toifeach milamata. There's botzek milamalon, and there's mashke toifeach milamata. So here, let's see the picture. Let's go to the whole picture. Isois elu nitmu beoidon kemach. These doughs have already become tummy when they were flour. Viniloishu benifred. Each one of the three doughs has been kneaded independently. Ve'ein b'cholechot kibetza. V'yachat.
Ephraim. Ephraim, hold on. I'm sorry. There's a phone call.
It's lacking consistency. It's thick. You see the thickness of the wall? It's thick on one side, but it's thin on the other side.
Mm-hmm. So where is the liquid? Is in between?
No, it's the liquid. The liquid is going down to the right side. The liquid is the only place where there's liquid. The only place where there's liquid is on the bottom, is on the right side. Okay, let's see the picture. Let's read the picture. So the mashke yitma, so they have yitma called mashke tefeach, the mashke yitma es areva, and then the mashke will in turn become the areva, the im lo yitzarfu lo yitmu es mashke tefeach v'lo yitma areva. That's going to be a two-step process. Once the liquid becomes tame, then the liquid in turn will contaminate the pot. The dough, bread, does not have the power to contaminate the areva. Correct? Impossible. Dough, kemach, food, is a rishon.
Right.
The only way a utensil can become tame is if from an avatoma. So the food at most is a rishon. So there's no way the food can contaminate the pot. The only way the food can contaminate the pot is by going through intermediary. The food contaminates the liquid, the food contaminates the liquid, and then the liquid contaminates the pot.
Right.
Sorry, I can't hear.
Right, I said. Doesn't the food have to be machshar lekabel tuma first?
Doesn't the food have to be hukshar lekabel tuma? It was needed. The food going in the case. That's what it says in the caption. It's already tummy. This dough already is already tummy. It was flour and water, and it became tummy. That's the case over here, is where these three little pieces of dough are already 100% tummy.
Yeah.
They're already tummy. Read the caption again, the top caption. The top piece. See what it says? Isis Elu? The caption of the picture?
Yeah.
The top one. Isis Elu, these doughs, nitmu be'oidon kemach. They already became tummy. They're already tummy. They became tummy long ago when they were flour. I guess it was wet. It was wet flour, whatever it was. It's tummy. The niloishu bin nifra. They were kneaded independently. The ein b'cholachad kibetza. Uviyachad hein kibetza. Together b'etza. Im yitzdarfu. If they all join together, liyos ke'achad yitmu esa mashke hatefech. They all join together. Then they will be, they all join to be one. Then yitmu esa mashke hatefech. It will then contaminate the liquid moisture that is in the bottom of the pot. Then the amashka, the liquid in turn, yitma es hareva, will contaminate the pot. The Maloyit Starfu, and if they're not going to join together, Lo Yitmu Esamashka Hatafeach Veloy Titma Hareva. If they do not join together, then there is no tumma to the mashka, and if there's no tumma to the mashka, there's not going to be tumma to the pot. Okay, next caption. Isa Shabali Losaraka. We have Do Mashka Tafeach Al Gabes, and that's already a new case. That's a new case. That's Mishnah Tesra, but let's read it anyway. We have Do Shabali Losaraka. It's a very, very light mixture. In other words, there's a lot of liquid. And there's Mashka Tafeach on the top. It's not considered unique. Okay, so saying a rule. There's a rule of an isa shebelilos raka. If it's raka, the mashket, the halach is the mashket tofeach, the moisture does not spread. Just because there is some mashka in one part of the dough does not automatically mean that the other part of those the tumah is going to spread. Okay, next, the left, next caption. Israel belilus ova, the mashka tefech gabon, there's no mashka, period. Okay, next caption on the left side. Karko sareva ova mitzad echad, vidaka mitzad sheni. The mashka shahoya bekarko sareva, harehu bemokim bimirdoin, it goes downhill. The yesha din kitafres, shemashu usoi, which means shamashka ein nech shavl dover echad. What does that mean? Vim tiga tuma b'mokav echad, men amashka lo yitme shor hamashka shatuma lo noga boy. Okay, that's another principle in halacha. A lot of you say this here, that if you have a maridon, you have a slant, a slope, and tuma touches one part, that does not automatically mean the other part is tame. The part that you touch, the part you don't touch, you don't touch. Obviously, all of these things I'm just saying will become all relevant when they all come together in one big puzzle. Then it says shtei yisoyes ha'avos noigoy zo bezu ach einu nechsha zo l'chein einu davar echad. They're touching, but they're not biting. In other words, if you go and you pull one away, it's not going to take with it a little piece of the other. Noishchais means, we had this before, noishchais means that when they're so attached to one another, when you pull one away, it's automatically going to pull with it a little piece of the other one. That's not the case over here. Ho'isa ava noigas b'isa raka. But over here, on the last piece, it's raka, ava. B'mokim shemo nimsa mashka tefeach. That's where the water is found. B'mokim madroin. V'mishnem mechabron v'hamashka mechabron liyos davar echad. The mashka is there's two pieces of dough. One is a belila raka, one is a belila raka, and one is a belila ova. And they're coming together. They're touching each other through some mashka. Okay, now the last caption. Ha'isa haraka ha'isa ha'ova hanagas ba mitzarefes al yedeh hamashka ha'tefech liyos keechad. The mashke joins in together. The afal pisha mashke liatzma ena mitzom enoi mitzoyrof. Liyos ke'echot shu gam ketafritz v'gam tefeach. Even though the mashke itself is not going to join together to one, because there's a ketafritz and it's wet, whatever that means. Hayinu le'in l'kabel tumo me'achedim. Ayde negiyam mimiktsose. Avol etzadif l'tav yachedim. Dai b'kach. Okay, so saying another very important important principle in the world of halacha, and that is that the standards in order to be makabel tuma are more difficult than giving off tuma. To be makabel tuma, to receive tuma, you need to have a very high threshold. You need to be they're higher, whatever this means, higher standard. But let's start if l'tam yachedim davikach. I feel like I'm a shnei yisus v'lu yaskeachad v'im choye bein eshtem ki beitzo. Hare yitzdarf of yitmu esamashka v'yitam esamashka esareva v'im ein bein shtem kibetza. You don't know between the two. Af al pisha im ha-shlish es yeshvam kibetza einu v'yitam es tofish ha-shlish einu v'chom l'shtehen. Okay, so in a nutshell, what are we learning over here? He's saying a lot of very nice yisoydes. A lot of interesting chidushim. He's saying over here is that these three pieces generally cannot join together. By the way, because number one is a very big problem over here is the madrin. There's a madrin. There's a slope. So whenever you have a slope, since we have a slope over here, automatically that's going to cause a break. It's going to cause hesitation. You're not going to be able to go. We have to see how all that comes into play. It's not going to be able to, one is not going to be able to contaminate the other because it's on a slope. That's one yisoid. Yisoid number two. We have over here three pieces.
So basically it happens to be contiguous, meaning that they're touching, but they're not touching each other.
They are touching, but la halacha, they can't combine. Even though they're touching, but we don't view them as one complete item. even though they're all touching, because it's on a slope. Let's see the Mishnah. Maybe now we have enough background, we should be able to see what's going on in the middle. Let's see the Mishnah. Arevashi kitafras. We have an arev that's kitafres. It's on a slope. The abotzek milamalon umashke tafech milamata. And there is botzek milamalon. There is botzek on top. So that means on the upper portion of the slope. Let's say piece number one. You see over there on the left side, that's that piece. And there's mashke tafech milamata. And there's a wet liquid on the bottom. Okay, so there's mashke tafech on the bottom that goes down to the bottom of the slope. And because there's a slope, that's going to prevent the mashke tafech to some degree, whatever that means, it's not going to be able to contaminate upwards. Let's see what this means. Let's first see the Rav. The Rav Machmol Shikatafer, Shashita Echa Nomach Kein Madwan. Umashke tafech milamata. There's a small amount of mashke milamata. It's not a nomach. Why in the botzek? Botzek? Shebelilo sararaka. What does this mean over here? This dough. Shebelilo sararaka. It has a lot of liquid. It's very liquidy. Umashke shalot tafech. It's wet. Avul milamala. But the dough that's on the upper surface, the other two pieces of dough to the left, the other two left doughs, bililasa ova, they have a thick consistency. The ain mashke tefeach, and the liquid there, the mashke there is not tefeach. It's not moist. Okay, fine. Now,
I think that that's the pshat in the color of the isa. You look at the bottom of the isa,
It's dark. So the dark. He's learning over here in the picture that when it says milamala in the Rav, it doesn't mean the upper portion of each piece of bread. That's not what it means, milamala. According to the Rav, when it says word milamala, it means the dough, the upper pieces of dough, not the top of each piece of dough.
You mean the surface of the dough that's touching the pot, that's touching the kedera.
There are three pieces of dough. According to the picture, the two pieces on the left is bililosa ova.
Right.
And the one piece on the right is bililosa raka.
Yeah, okay.
There are three pieces of dough. The two on the left are ova, and the one on the right is raka. And that's it.
Okay.
The whole thing. We're not going in with saying that part of one piece of dough is ova, part of the other part is raka. The entire dough is one consistency. It's either raka or it's ova. We have three pieces. The two on the left are ova, and the one on the right is raka. And when it says in the Rav the word milamala, it doesn't mean the upper portion of each piece of dough. It means the upper doughs on the left. Mm-hmm. Because this pot is on a slant, on a slope, the two doughs on the left are called milamala, and the one dough on the right is called milamata. Now let's go right in the Rav. Sholoi shchatichos. We have to really read the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. Sholoi shchatichos. If you have, if you need all three, it's not going to combine. But if you only need two, they will combine. What does that mean? So he explains in the Rav. If between all three you have a beitza, achas toifeach, ushtayim einon toifeach, siduros zo etzel zo. You have three pieces. One is toifeach, that's the one on the right, and the two on the left is not toifeach. Siduros zo etzel zo vatoifachas milamata. The one that's wet is on below, on the right. Vahashto ho im tsuis noigas betoifachas, vel yoina noigas bem tsuiso, einon mitstarfas. Why not? Why? Just because two pieces of dough are touching each other, that's not called a chibur. Very nice, they're touching. But in order for them to, in order for all three doughs to have the power to contaminate the mashke tefeach that is thus far tohor, you need a beitza. That's the rule. The rule is, in order for a tumah to spread, it needs to be the size of a beitza. We do not have any single piece that is a beitza. We need all three pieces to come together to be a beitza. Just because the three pieces are touching each other, that's not sufficient to join them together to contaminate. They need to be noishech. They need to be so intertwined that if you pull out one piece, the other would take with it a small other piece. But they're not. They're just touching. So therefore, they do not combine on. They cannot all combine together. We would like now to take all three pieces, combine them together, and say we have the shi'ur of a beitza. Once we have established that we have a shiur of a beitza, and this beitza is tamei, it will now in turn contaminate the liquid, and the liquid in turn will contaminate the pot. We cannot do that because since this one thing, the dough that we have is broken into three pieces and they're touching each other, just because they're touching is not equivalent to being unified as one. You have three chatzei, you have three items that each one is less than the beitza, and we are not going to combine them together. Just because they're touching each other does not mean they're combined together to make up the requisite shiur of a beitza. Memela, the tumah, does not have the ability to spread to the mashke, and male of the mashke remains tar, then the pot is tar. Because the fact that these doughs are touching the pot, that's also not going to make the pot tame, because the pot needs an avatoma, and the dough is a rishon l'toma. A rishon cannot be metame a pot. Mashke could be metame a pot, but we need the mashke to become tame. How can the mashke become tame if we make contact with the bread, with the dough? But the dough, only way the dough can make the mashke tame is if the dough has a shiva beitza. Here we have three pieces, although it's true that together they would all equal to a shiva beitza, but they're not together. And just because they're touching each other, so what? So they're touching each other. There are many people in this world who sit next to each other in shul. They have nothing to do with one each other for the rest of their lives. Okay. Touching each other doesn't mean anything.
People live together and have nothing to do with each other the rest of their lives.
That's right. Even in the same room. Vita. So this is right. Shalosh.
The Issa on the right that touches the Emtsoi. Is that noshech or no?
No, it's not. No. No one here is noshech. No one is noshech here. No noshech. Garnished and garnished. There's no noshech. No one's being noshech.
Even though it's a different consistency.
Even though it's a different consistency, correct. Even though that's belila raka and it's belila ava. Correct. Even though one is belila raka, one is belila ava, they're still not called noshech. There's a mitzis in the veld where one person can be a belil racha and one can be a belil kosher and they're still not being noishich. There's such a mitzis. You want me to give you examples of human beings in that maitrega? The belil racha and belil ava doesn't make a difference. There's no neshicha. So what's the halacha? So it says in the Rav says, so Shalnachmod, so Rav here says that it's not. Elimkin Meshul Kizamir Kama. Ain't a mitzvah. Rav on the left side, not lechabetsa letamil amashke tefeach shalamata v'yachsvit v'amashke v'yit mesareva. The negia ainam why the negia ainam mechaberes esabot zegelim kain noishchayis k'tam beperikama mikrotzayis noishchayis zoyah like we learned in the Mishnah mikrotzayis that were piece of dough that were noishchayis that were biting zoyah zoyah into one another. So it's no good. But, I'm Bluesy, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Internet is not.
This has nothing to do with the mashka that's there. This has to do the whole.
Well, let's see. Let's go a little bit weiter. We'll become clear. Let's see the next Rav. Let's one more Rav. Then we'll make a lot of sense. One more Rav. Stein mit Starfights. Im Lohayu el Steicha Tichospotze, Kachatach Toyner Shish for Mashka Tafayach, Vishalamala Himena Hanagas Bobby Ain. Why? Then Vyaksa Vid Mesareva. Why? Why Taka now will imitame? Why? Now let's go further. He explains more. Milamata Shoshakhizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizmizm Sarb Elimkin writes as the Mashke of the Rav. The Oilim Ein Mashke Machaber Es Ha'atshe Mashke Doiche. The Mashke is Doichek. The Oimeid Bein Shteach Atichos Ve'ein Lach Rabiyos. It's a different halach. So what's Tachid Alam this? So let's go here on the bottom again, back in the picture. The picture over here, it says, Yitzhak over on the Nagas be Yitzharaka, Bemokim Sheboy Nimsa Mashka Tefecha, Bemokim Midroin, Mamashka Machabron Lios Tavrechot. So it seems like what you're saying, it seems like Azoy, it seems like Mashka, this is what it seems to be saying over here. Mashka has the Koyach of Chibur. Mashka makes it Noishech. A wet kiss. It's a wet kiss.
it's like what the Lubavitchers do with Mashke. Right.
The Mashke, if you have three pieces, just because one is over, one is Raka, that's meaningless. The reason why it's Raka, the reason why we need that dough to be Raka is because we need its Mashke. You see, the two doughs on the left side, those are both over. There's no Mashke. So it's not Noisheich, and there's no Mashke. There are two ways to join those. There are two ways to join together. There are two ways to bring dough together. Either we bring dough together because they're Noisheich, they're cleaving to each other, even if they're dry, or they're not Noisheich. They're separate. Hayaluchud b'hayaluchud. Each man to himself. Total separation. What's going on? My phone is doing funny things. Someone hacking into my phone? Maybe there's a whatever. There are two ways to join. There are two ways to join dough. Either you can join dough through being noishech, or you can join the dough through mashke. Between dough on the two doughs on the left side. Now we have to define why that is so. We have to understand why is it so that mashke has the koyach of chibur. So here we have two doughs on the left side. Those two doughs are both bililosa over, which means there is no mashke between the two doughs. So number one, there's no mashke. Number two, they're not noishech. If they're not noishech and there's no mashke, can they combine?
No.
So therefore they're out. On the other hand, the two doughs on the right side, the dough on the right side with the other dough, one is Raka, one is Ova. The one that's Raka has a ton of Mashke. And it's touching the one that's Ova. But because it's Raka, there's Mashke. That Mashke is the Koyach HaChibur. So it will join together with that dough. So if those two doughs together can make up the Shi'ur of a Kezayis, of a Beitza, then you're in business. Because now you have a Chibur. The Chibur was attained through the Mashke. We have now a Beitza. Mele Beitza could convey Tumma. The Tumma will be Metame the Mashke. And now in the Mashke's Tumma, it's going to be Metame the Areva. But if you need to come on to three doughs, very good. You can combine number one and number two, but you can't combine number three because between number two and number three, there's no Mashke and it's not Noishech. So there's no way we can join it together. We can't join it together. We have Pachos Mikashir. We don't have a Beitza. We don't have a Beitza. We can't Metame the Mashke. We can't Metame the Mashke. We can't Metame the Areva.
Very good. But let me ask a question. Why is it possible for two Esos that are next to each other without Mashke to be Metame each other?
Only yes. If one of them, only if each one has, only you can make it to a Sheni. Yes, they can. But you need two things. Number one, it has to be, let's say, a Rishon, so it can make it to a Sheni. And number two, it has to be the size. It has to be the size of a beitza. If you have two doughs next to each other, and one of them is tame, and the other one is tahar, you need two conditions in order for one to be metame, the other with negia. Number one, the one that is tame must at least be the size of a beitza. Number two, it has to be at least a rishon, so that the one that it contaminates becomes a sheni.
Right.
So here, each one is less than the size of a beitza. So, but just through negia alone, there's not going to be any spread of tumah. The only we can make, yeah.
Let me ask a question. So let's say on this slant, let's say on this slanted pot, you have the two on the left that are no geya, and each one is the size of a half a beya. Okay, each one is a half. So two of them can be mistar.
No, they can't.
Why not?
What's being mistar of them?
The fact that they're in close
No.
That they're tame, and that they're in close.
No such thing. No such thing. Just because they're both tame and they're in proximity, that's not that each one is a chatzi zayis. You need it to be one unit, one zach. Noishech. Rav quotes the Mishnah. Rav quotes the Mishnah in Perek Alma. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Nikra Tzoyis Noishchoy Zoya Zoy. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Pieces of dough that are Noishchoys. They have to be biting into one another.
Yeah. Okay.
So here they're not biting into one another, so it's not going to work. Okay, so weiter. So nochmal, we have over here Arevashi. What's the yisoid of the mashke? And let's maybe
look at the Ikam Farsham.
Now, by the way, the sound of your thing is going in and out. I can barely hear you most of the time. There's something wrong with... It sounds like you have low internet. Do you have weak internet?
I don't know.
Because the sound sometimes goes in and out. It's like that ringing sound when the internet is very, very weak.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not even sorry. Sometimes the Wi-Fi is weak.
I apologize.
No, I apologize. Maybe it's my Wi-Fi. Maybe it's my computer over here.
No. Did they? When are they kicking you out of your office?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let me do a speed test over here. Speed test.
So, let's look at the Ikam function. That might explain the function of the water a bit.
Okay, give me one second. Let me just get it back. I have good internet here. Let me see what my upload speed over here is. I have 45 download speed.
So then maybe it's me.
And I have 30 upload speed. Good, a very good speed here today. Okay, let's see.
No, that's a good speed. Okay, good. You'll have to show me how I can check on my phone later.
You just go to Google. You go to Google and you type it in Google speed test. And then you do a test. And it does it for you. It tells you right away the results.
Okay, good to know.
Each chaticha by itself doesn't have a shear. When will they join together to be metame? To the shear of the beitza. The shear of the beitza. So mashket vech melamatan ikim befarshim shnei perushim loveisha shemishasein two perushim perush harav harosh harash veharosh bishnasein oise isekes bechatichos botzek pachas mikabeitzah shenasu b'mikemach tamei v'noigoy zo bezo v'hamashket hofech kamuskar b'mishnah hu hamashket shebotzek hatachtoin. The mashke that is moist that's mentioned is the mashke in the botzek hatachtoin. A ketafres umashke toifeach enam chibor lutumul tahara that mashke and a ketafres sheketafres umashke toifeach a slope umashke toifeach is enam chibor lutumul tahara zelka shedover tomin noga rak be achas achatichos. That's only when the dover tomin tosh one achatichos. They know it's to get tomin. It's going back with the caption said. Same thing. Why over here do we need over here the katafres? What's the significance of the katafres? Zer kasher davar mitamei then rabbi asks avol kan sheshtei chatichos tumeus hamashke mitzarfon l'shiur kibetza l'fi mishnah beis.
That's because you're dealing with an amount that's less than a shear. Meaning that you need all three. You need all three shtiklach of dough to make the shear.
To make a beitza.
Right. You need all three shtiklach.
So over here. So why can't the mashke? But there's no mashke between piece number 2 and 3. We can join together piece 2 and 3 because there's no mashke between piece 2 and 3.
There is no mashke between 2 and 3.
So the mashke is a tzeref. That's what he's saying. We're saying over here that there's either two ways. There are two ways you can join together dough. You can join dough together either through what's called noishech, or you can join dough together through mashke. Correct?
Yeah.
Two different ways to join the dough together. Here, we don't have mashke between dough number 2 and 3. And they're not noishech, so there's no possible way to join those two together. So we look at each one as a chatzi. Each one does not have the ability to contaminate, and even the fact that they're touching each other, they cannot contaminate. But between dough number 1 and dough number 2, we have mashke, which joins the two together, and now they can contaminate.
Right, so even though there's mashke between 1 and 2, between 2 and 3 on the upslope, there is none. But nevertheless, you don't view 1 and 2 as a unit to contaminate 3.
Well, they're all tame. They're any way all tame. 1, 2, and 3 are tame.
Right.
They're all tame. That's not the issue. They are tame. The problem over here is we want them to come together to reach a shi'ur of a beitza so they can contaminate liquid, the liquid that's between 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. They're all already tummy. That's the starting point. According to this mishnah, according to the way the Rav is learning, 1, 2, and 3 are already tummy in their own right. However, they do not have the ability to contaminate anything else, because in order for something to contaminate something else, it needs to have a minimum size of a beitza, and 1, 2, and 3. Each one does not have the minimum size of a beitza. If we were able to combine all of them together into one unit, then we would have a beitza. What would be the advantage of having a beitza? Now they together can contaminate the liquid, and the liquid will become a reshine, and then the liquid in turn will contaminate the pot. But if 1, 2, and 3 are not going to be able to combine together into one single unit, and they're going to remain as three independent units, each one having less than the size of a beitza, even though each one of them is currently tamei, they're harmless. They cannot contaminate the liquid in the pot because they need a shear of a beitza to contaminate liquid. But once they do combine together, and they contaminate the liquid, and the liquid will in turn contaminate the pot. So the question is, what exactly do we need here to join together? Do we need all three? In other words, because number 1 and number 2, there is a way where we can join them together into one unit. The way we can join 1 and 2 together as one unit is through the mashke, because mashke is a chibur. Mashke has the koyach to join together things in halacha. But between piece number 2 and 3, there is no mashke, so we don't have anything to join the 2 and 3 together. Okay. Give me one. Let me just get. Give me one second. Okay, so now let's now go. So now let's go weiter. Now we come to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Amir Av Shtayim Einon Mitztarfos Al Imkin Hayu Roitet Sois Mashke. What does that mean? He says a chiddush. You see over the picture number 15. You see picture number 15? Ha'is Sois Doichakai Zo Ezo Bi'Ali Deikach Yotze Ma'at Mashke Mibeinehem. Rabbi Yossi, Rak Mashka Yetze Mibein Shtei Ha'isas Al Yidei Halachat Shebenei Miyesh B'Koycho L'Chabr L'Yas Isa Achas L'Tami HaMashka L'Tami HaSareva. He's teaching us a Yesoid. His Yesoid is that the only time we say this principle that Mashka is a Chibur, Mashka can bring together two separate items, is only if there's pressure. Water by itself is insufficient. you have to have water under pressure, where you have the two doughs that are so tightly pressed against one another, it causes water to come up to the surface between the two, at the pressure point. Then we say the mashke can be called a chibur. But stamazo, if you have two pieces of dough touching each other, even though there is some mashke, there's some moisture that's in between the two pieces, that is not sufficient to be called a chibur. He's just coming to just add to the mechadish that in order to make a chibur, you have to have ritzitza, you have to have lachatz, oppression. Shibud Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yossi says, Av shtayim eina mitzstarfais el imkei nechoy roitzitzais mashke, there was roitzitz, there was mash that came forth because of there was pressure. Next, let's see the Rav. Rav says, Av filo shtayim mitzstarfais el imkei nechoy roitzitz mashke, le'oilam... Let's go back to the previous Rav. The previous Rav said, Shtayim mitzdarfais im lohayu elu shtecha tichas batzik hatachton sheyesh b'mashke tveich bel shemal lehenen v'negasva v'ein shtayim kidbeitza mitzdarfais l'tami amashke. If b'ein shtayim kidbeitza and between the two there's going to be a beitza that's sufficient and it will be matama l'areva. Okay, then we come to the next Rav. Avol shtayim ein mitzdarfin elim kinecho yoreitzes mashke li'olim ein mashke mechaber ad sheyeh mashke doichin v'oimin al b'ein shtayach tichas. There has to be lachatz. In order for them to combine, there has to be pressure. Okay, next words of the Mishnah. Let's say the mashke is oimed. It's oimed. Afilu ke'ena chardol mitzdoref. What does that mean? Look at the picture. Kishamashke oimed be'ash boiron be'nehen. What does that word mean? Be'ash boiren b'neim harehu mispashed mechaber es kolo isos liyos ke'echad afilu hein penudos dakin. They're very much apart. V'tami es amashke v'yachzim v'tami es areva. So he's saying, okay, what does that mean? It means the mashke is oimed. Okay, this mashke toifeach and this mashke oimed. That's what it means. It means that it's substantial. It's not just stam moisture. Yatzei dinim emashke. This is the whole world is built upon this yisoid. The three types of mashke. Mashke toifeach and mashke oimeid. The question you have to ask yourself is, are you from the people of the mashke toifeach or from the people of the mashke oimeid? The mashke toifeach means some bare moisture. Sometimes you only get moisture for lachatz, oppression. And then so that's a shvacha mashke. And then this that type of mashke that has to be the dough at least has to touch, at least. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not enough to touch, it has to be squeezed. But let's say this real mashke oimeid. It's a mashke oimeid. It's like a poel yotze and a poel oimeid. In grammar, there's a poel oimeid and a poel yotze. Poel yotze is a verb, a poel oimeid is an adverb. It's a description of a verb, pretty much. A poil oimed, a poil yoitze. Here we have a mashke tefeach and a mashke oimed. Mashke tefeach is some moisture. If you want moisture to be a chibur, machloikis, according to Anakam, it has to touch. According to Rabbi Yossi, there has to be pressure. Then that mashke can be called a chibur. But let's say it's mashke oimed, I can touch it. I can touch like a cup of coffee. Oh, it's mashke oimed. Even if the chatichos have practiced social distancing, ha'ilchud, v'ha'ilchud, but they're in a pool of water that's mashke oimeid, then it's chibur. Probably that's what you were thinking about when you asked the question before, and I rejected your question because I was thinking about the mashke tefeach. But probably there's a mishnah in the Masech that talks about the mashke oimeid. So if you have little teeny pieces of dough and they're all sitting nice and pretty in a pool of water. So the pool of water is called a mashke oimeid. The pool of water is called mashke oimeid. Then it's in mechaber all the little pieces, just like you see in the picture. Picture number 16, kishe mashke oimeid b'ash boiren. What does that word mean, b'ash boiren? What is the translation of that word? What?
I'm going to look it up.
I'm looking it up also. Here it is. I write it in my dictionary right here. I got it right here on the computer. B'ash boiren. pool, a pool, it says, a plateau, a pool, a pond, a pool, agam, shalulis, brecha, kupa, mishu, sefes, ash boiren. Ashbar means a pool, a pond of water, a puddle, a puddle. So here we have a puddle of water. So male is going to be mechaber. Therefore, now even if the piece of dough is kein chardel, noshe machminis alatzin. I feel it is tibas dam ke chardel. Yosh v'leim shiv dekiyim. The girl wanted to hear a dvar Torah. I should have told her that halacha. We're a dvar Torah. I'll tell you that noshe machminis alatzin. I feel you. Rois tibas dam ke chardel. Yosh v'leim zayim dekiyim. You know what that means? I wonder if the girl knows what that means. If you know what that means, it's not a good sign. It means, it's like, they ask the children, do you know what they show the children to fill? He has a kindergarten kid. You want to take him into yeshiva? They do this on yeshivas. You want to take the child into yeshiva? Nasty. They show the child the tefillin. Do you know what this is? If the child knows what it is, you don't take the kid into yeshiva. Because right. It means his father davens at the kosel every morning.
Right.
So weiter in the Mishnah, how you can write to the Rabbi Mashke, I made a feel like again, Chaydel with Mitzdarev. Rabbi Doise Oymer, Oichel Porud, Einoi Mitzdarev. He says, no way. There's no such thing as ever being Mitzdarev Oichel Porud. Let's see the Rav. Hoy Oymer, let's see the Rav, Nachmol Rav, Vim Hoy Oymer, Ma Mashke Oymer, Kolay Mar, Eimlo Hoye Kitafres, Ella Ashvarin, oh. So he's coming now to explain that it was not a kataphrase. Now I understand. See, he's saying over here, that's the lumdis. That's why we need the word kataphrase. So zel umaza, I made up this whole baba maisa with you. I made up this whole baba maisa with you that mashka oimed means it's tangible. No, that's not the issue. The issue over here is kataphrase versus oimed. The word im lo hoya kataphrase. The word oimed is coming to reject. I made a mistake. You see, if you don't know the Rav, you don't know what's going on. Das bal habayis hepech midas Torah. You can make all of the boich svaras you want. Go look in the source. See what it says. See what it says in the source. Im lo haya ketafres ala ashboiren. If it was not a ketafres, but it was an ashboiren, a puddle. Yamashka oimed bein chatichos abotzek afilu kol shir ba-beitz afilu kol shir abotzek. Should the botzek pirurim dakim?
Right. If you have a lot of shtiklach.
Right. Each one is teen like a chardel. You need to take a lot of them to combine. Ke'ein achardel before adam zem izel hamashke shem ebim chamer mitstarfim lechadeitza. O mitamin hamashke v'choyz hamashke mitamin es vareva. And then we come to the last shita. The halakha shita of Rabbi Doisa. The hey, look at Rabbi Doisa. Where are you, Rabbi Doisa? Come to our Zuchos. Where's Rabbi Doisa? Where is he buried, Rabbi Doisa? Rabbi Doisa says, what? What does he say, Rabbi Doisa? He says, the parod and the mitzvah. He holds that if you're parod, you're not a mitzvah. In order for the Yidin to come together, they have to be mechubah. They have to be mechubah. Oichal shucholuk lepirudim pirudim dakin ina mitzdarev is not mitzdarev. The ina mashke mechalim be ina loch rabiosi. We don't have loch rabiosi. Yidin can be mitzdarev virtual. Look at Zoom. When I'm mechuber beguf, we mechuber. It's ashboiren. Zoom is ashboiren.
So is he saying? Pirudim dafka or
doesn't matter anything. Even it means even the small.
What happens if I have three shtikla? What happens if I have three
shtiklah?
It doesn't make a difference.
Even Purim. It doesn't matter. Any Purim is not going to solve.
No, but if I'm not talking
Purim,
I'm talking Isos.
It's all the same. It doesn't matter. There's no chil between Isos and Purim. Isos are better. It doesn't matter. In order for there to be, it's not mitzvah. Rabbi Doisa holds. Whatever, we're dealing over here with Pirudim. Rabbi Doisa holds, he has a physical contact. You can't have sitting on the side. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam, shehakol niyeh bidvaroi.
Amen.
Shakol baral chvaydai.
Amen. Why is the water not mitzaref here? Because it has to be on a slant, right?
Because we're going back to Tanakama. Tanakama holds that if it's ashborin, it's mitzaref, right? It's mitzaref. It's ashborin. If it's ashborin, it's mitzaref. If it's mashke oimed is so powerful that it's mitzdoreif. If it's ashboirin, it's not mitzdoreif. Mashke oimed is not mitzdoreif when it's a katafris. In other words, when it's a slant, in the previous case, picture number 14 stands in contrast to picture number 16. In picture number 16, liquid will not be mitzaref, even if, this is what he means to say. I think what he means is like this. In picture number 14, let's make believe there would be liquid in between those two pieces. Okay, let's make believe there will be liquid in between those two pieces. Piece number 2 and 3. Yeah?
Between the two that are on the incline, right?
The two top one, the two on the left. The two on the left. Let's make believe there was liquid in between the two. Would 2 and 3 be mitzaref? No. Why not? Because it's getafres. It's on a slope.
Right.
But in picture number 16, it is mitzaref. Why? Because it's ashboirin. It's flat, plateau. That's one of the translations of the word ashbarin. Ashbarin is a plateau. You see, I made him into the, that's the better word. It's not a puddle. He writes the first word, the translation of ashbarin is a mishor, a plateau. It's flat. You've reached a plateau, it's flat. That's the better word for ashbarin. We learned something new today. Ashbarin really means it's flat. The word ashbarin is contrast to a ketafres. Ketafres is a slope. If there would be water in between piece number 2 and 3 in that other picture, it would not make a difference because that liquid is not going to be mitzdarif because that's ketafres. In order for liquid to join together, it has to be flat. And that's why only between piece number 1, number 2, where you've already reached the plateau, you've reached the bottom of the thing, there we can say the water is going to be mitzdarif. And the chiddush over there is, even mashke tofeach is going to be mitzaref because they're touching each other. Rabbi Yoyi says, no, mashke tefech only mitzaref, it's ritzutzen, if they're pressed together very, very hard. But what about mashke all the way up on the side, where it's in the part of the pot that's in ashbarin? No, that mashke will never be mitzaref. But let's say now it's ashbarin, it's flat, it reached the plateau, then mashke oimed will be mitzaref, all of the small dakois, the chatichos dakois, even everything together.
Even according to Rabbi Yoyi,
Yes, absolutely. According to everyone,
that the Jews, if one Jew considers himself above another Jew, they can't be mitzaref. They're
right.
On the same level.
Right, right. You're saying Musi. Now you're making halacha. You can become a Soloveitchik who makes drush out of halacha. I don't know anyone who wrote a sefer like this to go through every single Mishnah and show the drush. You ever see that before? The drush is mamish. It's a new frontier to go and the darish and drush and all go through every Mishnah. What is a drush on the Mishnah? Don't tell me the pshat. The pshat. There's a million swarm. There's an art school and there's a this and there's a that. You have a million swarm telling you the pshat. Let's learn the drush of each Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the very big Mishnah. This Mishnah over here was from the heart of Mishnais that we've learned. A lot of Yisoidais in this Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Nochamal Areva. A pat. She kitafres. It's on a slope. Which means there's do A, B, C. Or the 1, 2, 3. Between 1 and 2, it's no longer a kitafres. Between 1 and 2, it's ashbarin. Plateau. But between piece number 2 and number 3, it's a kitafres. So there's no way we can join together piece number 2 and 3 based upon that. Areva shikit hafeitz ha-botzeik milamalon, u-mashke tefeich milamaton, this botzeik above, and this mashke tefeich milamaton, it's mashke tefeich, it's not mashke oimeit. So mashke tefeich is automatically going to demand that the two pieces touch each other in order for the mashke to combine them two together. Because here there is no shikha. So if we need all three to come together, shalosh chatichos bicha beitza, if we need all three to come together, join together, to achieve the shi'ur of a beitza, by only joining together A, B, and C, all three together, then einon mitzdarfais, they're not going to join together. But because why? Because there's no way in the world we can combine together piece number 2 and 3. Piece number 2 and 3, number one, it's belila ova, it's belila ova, and because belila ova, there is no mashke. And because there's no mashke, and even if there was no mashke, it would seem, even if there was mashke, it seems that anyway, it's not going to be mitzvah because it's a kitafres. So it's not going to, there's no way we can combine together number two, number three. But let's say there are only two pieces, but let's say we have shtei mitzvahs. Because two pieces we have over here, it's no longer between piece number one and piece number two. It's no longer, in that portion of the pot, it's no more kitafres. It's not ketafres. Is that really no gea? Is that really the issue? It's not ketafres. I'm not so sure that's the issue. But the pack,
according to the Tanakhama, it is mitzdarif.
Why is it mitzdarif? Because they're touching each other, and when the two pieces are touching each other, that's going to cause the two pieces to join together. If together, piece number one, number two together can make up the shiva kebeitza, then you have a beitza. It will in turn be metame that mashka, and that mashka in turn will be metame the areva. Then it comes along over Yom, I disagree. Why? Because he holds that it has to be pressing. The mashka has to come out, it has to be roited soits. But let's say we're dealing over here where it's ashbayren.
What would
Rabbi Yossi
hold about no shech?
For sure. That's the dough. That's much more fundamental. That's much, much better. That's fundamental. But let's say it's mamish oyim, afilu kenachardel, even if all the little shtiklocha, teeny little pieces, then it is ashbayren, then the mashke oyim is mitzdarev, even if they're not touching. Rabbi Yossi oyim, doiso oyim, no, oichel parud einoy mitzdarev. It has the mamish, if it's parud, if it's separated, it's not mitzdarev. The ikar is it have to touch. He holds, even when it's ashbayren, it's not sufficient. Fishing that has to mamish physically touch. Good? Okay, we'll stop over here, okay?
You want to do one more? You want to try one more?
No, I gotta do a lot of work. I got a lot of things I gotta do. I can't, I gotta get to work. Okay. Gotta get a million things over here that I end up doing nothing, that's for sure, but I have to at least try, at least make believe, or at least say that I tried. Say that I tried, even though it's a lie.
I saw Ma'at Sari on Sefer Vayikra.
I have it in Chamish Chumshay Torah. It's one volume.
I know, but I'm saying that I was in the used swarm store. Oh. And I saw it for the
he
first
put it time. Out probably put it up in an earlier edition.
I mean, it's just a facsimile. It's just a photocopy. It's just a whole. But he goes word by word.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We do every night. We do every night. We do. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Opens up worlds. I read it. Look what I do. I'll show you what I do. Look. Stay on. I'll show you what I do. This is how I give the shir. I'll show you. I do. Tell me if you can see. I'm curious. I don't even know how it looks online. Let me get it up and put it up. Shemois.
Did you do
Bechar, Bior,
last week?
No, we don't get so far. We only do, at most, we do maybe one aliyah, the most. Mm-hmm. I can't get past...
Quote the Abu Dram that says that the Lashon and Kaddish is relevant to Bechar, Bior, Vakashti.
Bitzalaysa ubeviusa.
Right.
Bitzalaysa ubeviusa. Tzfila.
Right. Maybe saying that the Lashon... That the
lashon
from Kaddish is taken from there.
Tiskabel tzloi sahain uva usahain. Kaddish tiskabel. Do you? What do you see on your screen now? This how I.